It's Monday, June 2nd, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 952, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a managed WordPress site for just a dollar a month and a free domain at GoDaddy, or pick up a domain name for $1.99. All my specials from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right. I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. I'm just absolutely... excited to be with you tonight, and I got a great show lined up for you. Lots to talk about. Of course, big news of the day is Apple, and we'll get into that here in a little bit, along with some other stuff that I did find that wasn't totally dominated by them from the WWDC conference, basically keynote today. But lots going on here, and I'm excited to bring this show with you. But if you're brand new to the show, thanks for checking us out for the very first time. And make sure you get over to the website at geeknewscentral.com. Really, when you get over there, you're going to find lots of great content. You're going to find lots of media to watch, whether it be The Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants, the new media show, or this show, Geek News Central. It comes to you every Monday and Thursday night live, or released every Tuesday and Friday morning. But kind of a cool start to the week here, and I'm excited to share here with you folks tonight what's going on. But anyway, get subscribed to the show while you're over there, and you can do that real easily. And it's, you know, there's a link on the website to get signed up for iTunes, or just get subscribed to the RSS feed in your favorite podcatcher. Hey, for all of you that are longtime listeners and viewers of the show, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the HANA. And being part of the extended family here. For those of you that are a new Ohana, it really just, as it says, means family. And but glad to bring the show here from Honolulu. It was like 10 minutes ago, it was flat out pouring here. And I was kind of thinking, well, is it going to stop before I have time to start the show? And really, I'm starting the show early tonight. Been able, because the kids are out of school and everything going on, kind of get in the studio a little earlier to do prep for the show. So I'm actually starting about an hour early today, which is exciting for me. Gets me wrapped up, gets me done early. But hey, if you want to reach out to me, it's real easy to do on Twitter at Geek News, or you can email me geeknews@gmail.com. That's a great way to send me feedback about the show, drop me a tip, something that you found. And that really helps in the overall production of the podcast. So we definitely thank all of you that send emails from time to time as well. You can follow me on Facebook and in Google Plus as well. Those links will be in the show notes tonight. For those of you that are on the newsletter, obviously the newsletter comes via email, and you'll get that directly after the show. Of course, as we start off the show tonight, we always say, hey, the show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And I got my new promotions, and I'm pretty excited to share with you what they've made available here. So they brought back $1.99.coms. And I don't know how long it's going to be here. They didn't give me an expiration date on it. But GNC199 is the code that you'll use to get those $1.99 new or transferred in .coms. Then two fantastic hosting offers. The first is $1 a month managed WordPress hosting with a free domain, $1 a month. So $12 a year for $1 a month for WordPress hosting, again, with a free domain. So that's a pretty incredible deal. It really, really is. Now, make sure you look at the pricing and what's going to happen after the first 12 months to see what the plan will go up to before you make that purchase. But also, they're offering $1 a month straight economy hosting with a free domain as well. And I've got a link to some of the cool features that their economy hosting allows. So what I'm going to do is Press4 is the code for the WordPress hosting, and Geeks12 is the economy hosting. So again, three brand new offers: $99.com, $1 a month WordPress hosting, $1 a month economy hosting, with and both these with a free domain. And of course, we still have the 32% off code and the 25% off code are still good to go by using Go32Off1. You know, GoDaddy's been absolutely fantastic supporting the show here. And I definitely appreciate all your guys' support. We're into a new month already. Obviously, it's June. And every month, in a few days, I'll get my results for May. And you guys have, you know, basically been behind GoDaddy as a sponsor for this show for a long, long time. Now, just a little bit of a note here. We've cracked the armor. And what I'm saying by that, and there's no promises yet, but every time those of you that have had challenges finding those of you that have been supporting this sponsor of ours, GoDaddy, for, you know, going on since July of 2005, you know, I've always been able to provide for you some renewal codes. And those renewal codes have either been discounts off or reduced cost on the .com renewal instead of having to pay full retail on the renewal prices. And usually they send you an email a couple of weeks before something's renewed and they give you a 20 or 30% code off that you can use. And oftentimes if you call them, they'll do it as well. But every time someone has trouble finding a renewal code or doesn't get one, you know, and the email comes to me, I've been basically sending those emails off in their entirety to my sales rep. And I said, here, this is, you got to understand, this audience has been behind you guys and this show from a very long time. And you know, there needs to be, I don't get any credit. I make $0 off your renewals. But I want to be able to give you guys renewal codes so that you can save some money on your renewal, okay? Get you a good deal up front, save you some money on the renewal. Everyone's happy. You guys are customers a long time. No renewal codes. People aren't happy. People look around, see what else is available. So I think we've cracked the armor on this because we've had enough emails that I forwarded to the sales rep that he's presented to the team that they're starting to talk about it. So keep my fingers crossed, okay? We're going to start seeing renewal offers that are actually going to come in. And again, I don't make no money on it, but I want to be able to provide you guys some great codes when you're going to basically renew the product. We want you to stay with GoDaddy as well. Okay, so thanks for being a supporter of the product line, and we hope that you'll pick up some new products as well this month. Or that $1 a month WordPress hosting, that's pretty compelling. It really, really is. So very, very cool. All right, so this show obviously can be seen on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. So definitely check out this channel and this live video. And of course, we've got the audio version as well where most of you listen. So definitely lots of places to catch the show. And we want you to go over to iTunes and subscribe. That's the most important thing. So get over there and get hooked up with the show and just search for me on iTunes and Geek News Central or come to the main website and click on the iTunes link in the second column of the website. So here we go. I told you about my transformation and I'm in day 9. Actually, I'm in day 10. Excuse me. I'm finished tomorrow morning. Well, actually, I'm done now and I will weigh in tomorrow morning. So I am POW. I is in Hawaii. POW is finished. I think I have a fiber to take tonight and my antioxidant. And then I go on an every other day program. So what I'm going to do is my wife started a day later than me. So I'm going to cheat just a little bit. I'm going to take 2 days off before I start on the continuation program for 20 days. But when I stepped on the scales this morning, I started at 220. I weighed in at 208 this morning, and tomorrow morning we'll find out where I'm going to be. I would expect maybe 207 tomorrow morning, And if that turns out to be the case, and I'll let you guys know on Thursday, that's a whopping 13 pounds. Now, you know how your weight will fluctuate during the day, right? So I stepped on the scales tonight just before I came on the show. I jumped out of the shower, dried off, and stepped on the scales. And it was just under 210. So, you know, a couple pounds during the day. We're drinking a lot of liquids. You know, so you obviously have some body weight mass in the morning. You sweat during the night, which is gross. But anyway, you lose weight during the night. But I feel I'm probably a real hardcore 11 as far as where I'm at from a fluctuation standpoint. So we'll see. You know, give or take a pound. Haven't been below 210 in 5 years at least. And I've been seeing a lot of you have been using the codes. This is good. And I got a couple emails for people having questions on the $50 off. You should get that when you're actually over on the website. And if you follow the link that I've been giving you guys, let me turn that on. It's myperium.com/podcast. If you go over there, you get $50 off. Now, I want to encourage all of you to take a close look at this. If you think you're going to do it, consider going at the business level. There's a way that you can also basically take your testimony and what you've done for how the program's worked for you and basically go ahead and promote that and give away the promotion codes. I selected to go on the business side. It costs just a little bit more to do that. But I figured if this thing's going to work, then I'm going to share it with you guys. And if it fails, you guys will know. You'll be first to know. You'll be here. So I'm pretty happy at this point. And I had a rough day yesterday from a kind of a food standpoint. And it was largely because we were running around. I was on schedule with everything that we're supposed to do. And then the kid said, I'm hungry. And we took him to a food court. And I got hit in the face by, you know, pizza on one side and this on the other. And and it was bad. I mean, I sat there with the kids while they ate, and I dealt with it. But there, you know, yesterday was, man, I was like, man, let me go in there and get a piece of pizza. But no, I couldn't do it. But, you know, I'm not hungry. It's just the smell, and you want to put something in your mouth and eat, right? But energy level is way up. Which is good. And hopefully we continue this. Coming off this, going to be eating smart. My wife and I have already been talking about the food plan and what we're going to do. So hopefully over the next 30, 60 days or so, maybe I can get that scale below 200. That would be, wow, that would be really cool. But it won't go as fast from here on out. So I'll just keep you guys advised. But anyway, myperium.com/podcast is a place to go. Another big event is happening this Wednesday. I purposely put my birthday wrong on all the other social media sites, but we're all family here. I turn the big 5-0 this coming Wednesday, and we are going to celebrate. We're going to go out as a family and have a nice time. We've already made reservations at a nice place, and it'll be my the day before I have to go back on the program. But a little reward here, nice reservation. I think we're going to go to Ruth Chris, I think. And I told my wife, I promise I'll get the small filet. But so I'm celebrating my big 5-0 on Wednesday, and can't believe that. Of course, you guys that have been with this show for a long time, you guys know what happened at my 40th birthday. Of course, I wasn't podcasting then, but that event is what led to me getting basically exposed to podcasting where I may not have been. Of course, in that event was when I got hurt very, very badly overseas and had a burst compression fracture of my L1 vertebrae and ended up being 3/4 of an inch shorter and with metal in my back and the whole story about that. But anyway, I don't want to spend my 50th birthday on my back. So I've been like I was for 13 days in a hospital in Oman in Bahrain before. So I'm going to be, excuse me, not Oman. I was in Bahrain. So two different countries. So I will definitely be being careful over the next couple of days. Anyway, I've talked enough about this other stuff. Hey, here's the schedule. Thursday, there'll be a show. And then we're going to have a guest host next week. There'll be two guest hosts. They'll be coming in and doing the show. I'm leaving out of here, going to Houston. I'm going to LA. I'm going to San Francisco. I'm actually one other place in between that I'm keeping confidential, because if I say where I'm going, everyone will know who I'm going to see. Have a very full schedule that week. Be back here, flying back to Honolulu Saturday, the 13th. And then we'll be back with you. But next week, there'll be two guest hosts, and look forward to having them on. This past Saturday, had the new media show with Amir Blumenfeld. It was a great interview with him. And definitely appreciate everyone. And those of you that are supporting by being an insider, thank you for so much for supporting us. Even I know there's some folks that are in at $2 a month. Some folks are in 5, 10, 15, 25. You can support the show at 6.7 cents a day by basically going to geeknewscentral.com/insider. Okay, so let's get into the tech. Enough of me chatting about weight loss. I want to be around a long time for you guys and my kids. And this is part of the reason why I've done this change. And I've gotten a number of email from those of you that have been listening to this show. Number one, congratulating me. Number two, saying, hey, you're motivating me to get busy. So if I can do it, and believe me, I have never, ever, and 49.99 years ever stayed on a program for 10 days. So that's telling you something, and not going out of my mind. But well, people think I'm already out of my mind anyway, but you guys get it. Okay. All right. So bada bing, bada boom. Let's move into the tech of the day. A big announcement. And if you've been asleep all day, you obviously, you haven't heard this, but I'm going to spend a little time talking about what was announced at WWDC. Sadly, no stinking announcement around anything to do with Apple TV. So, once again, hopes and dreams are shattered. Now, we know this is a developers conference, but if they're going to open up the iOS operating system and make apps available for Apple TV, they've had to make some changes. Now, there was hints that something may be allowed for within the new architecture that they've announced. We'll talk about that. But those of you that don't know, it's the Worldwide Developer Conference that Apple holds. This is their 25th year. And here's basically the kind of rundown of what they did. They announced OS X Yosemite. And they say this is the biggest change to OS X to date. So they were really excited about those new features. They announced iOS 8 and some of the cool new features they're going to be bringing to the iPhone. They talked about iOS Health and basically that being a widget that's going to interact with all your health apps and devices. Matter of fact, I'm charging my Fitbit right now, so I'm not wearing it. But talk about how that data will be integrated into a screen. Talk about HomeKit. So this is kind of an interesting move here and having working to the smart home market. And they listed a whole bunch of people they've already partnered with, which is really cool. But one of the interesting things I thought that they really kind of got right that I really like is called the iCloud Drive. This definitely is taking a swing at Dropbox. But, you know, many of us have been living in the cloud. We've got our documents. We got our pictures. We got everything up there. And then we can touch it wherever we're at with whatever device. But Apple's going to take it a step further and really make it really transparent. I know you can do a lot of this on Android, so I know the Android folks are out there screaming bloody murder, but for those of us that are iOS users primarily, this is a good thing. I really think it is. So we'll see. Now, the one thing I didn't fully understand was talking about widgets. iOS 8 is getting widgets, and there's going to be cross-communication now allowed between apps. Let's get into that a little more deeper. Here as I kind of break down each topic. But one thing's for sure, Tim Cook went absolutely bonkers about their numbers. And I'm not going to go over the numbers because everyone's talking about the numbers. But millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of things sold. And the folks at The Verge did a mashup of that those numbers. So I'll let you guys watch that and you guys will get a You get a chuckle out of it. Sadly, Chrome, this stupid thing, keeps, when I get like 10 or 15, 20, 30 tabs open, Shockwave Flash, aka Flash, crashes and just can't seem to stay running. But let's talk about the new features that are going to happen in iOS 8. And these are ones that they didn't talk a lot about today. Wi-Fi calling. Apple is obviously supported making FaceTime audio and video calls over Wi-Fi for a long time, but it looks like iOS 8 will bring the ability to make a standard call over Wi-Fi as well. Carriers such as T-Mobile has offered this service on other smartphones for years, but it's been excluded from the iPhone until now. FaceTime call waiting. So basically, you can put someone on hold, which is pretty cool. Battery usage by app, which is you're going to be able to see which apps are the battery pigs. And I think that's cool. Travel time notifications. So if you're going from a route to route and it's scheduled in your thing, it's going to give you a rough estimation of how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B. There's also going to be a separate focus and exposure control in the camera, which is new. So again, separate focus, exposure control. So you're going to be able to control the focus. You know how sometimes it just does this and you can't get a good focus? So that's going to be something that's going to be in there. Also, Apple is expanding Safari search engine options in iOS 8. And it's now including DuckDuckGo. It's a search startup that's seen as something as anti-Google. So it doesn't track its users for advertising purposes. And DuckDuckGo isn't nearly as well known, but it's going to be included in iOS 8. For those that are blind, iOS 8 will include a Braille keyboard with a direct 6-dot input. We're not super clear on how this is going to work, but it makes it easier for blind users to navigate their smartphones, and it obviously could have a huge impact on folks worldwide that are vision impaired. Now, some other stuff that basically was focused on heavily was the messaging. And there are so many messaging apps out there now that it's not even funny. Snapchat is what my kids use. WhatsApp is out there. And matter of fact, the WhatsApp CEO is grumbling. He says, very flattering to see Apple Bauer numerous WhatsApp features into iOS 8. And he pound innovation very smartly. But the folks at Snapchat says, hey, we're glad they're copying innovation. And they did a positive spin on it. But they showed some cool stuff with texting or with messaging. You're going to be able to record. You're going to be able to do a variety of new things in there. The video will expire unless you keep it. Video, pictures, recordings. You've always been able to send pictures over chat. But these features were easy to clone off of other apps. So we'll see where this leads, but they're definitely trying to catch up and know that they've been impacted. Now, if you want to watch the Apple 2-hour WWDC conference in 10 minutes, I've got another link for another video to check out. I'll have that up in the show notes for you to take a look at. Now, one thing that's interesting is that with Apple challenging Dropbox head-on with iCloud Drive, they're going to give, basically, you're going to get 200 gigs of storage for $3.99, which is an okay price, I guess. Oh, that's per month. Now, so they're going to provide 20 gigs of storage for $0.99 a month or 200 gig for $3.99, and prices yet to be determined for storage up to 1 terabyte. So 5 gigs comes default with an account, but what they're basically trying to do is make things kind of match. Now, one of the cool things I saw them demo was have a iPhone, and let's say you have a Mac as your computer or an iPad, and your phone rings. You're going to have the ability now, if they're within proximity of one another, to answer that telephone on your computer and have the conversation via computer instead of picking up your phone. So you can leave your phone in its holder on your desk. And so they're trying to marry the ecosystem. And I thought that was pretty slick. That's definitely a new kind of a feature, but it goes beyond where I've really kind of been thinking for a long time. I've been wanting to have this complete seamless experience. I want to be sitting here and let's say I'm in bed. I get up in the morning, stay in bed and read some email and get out and then come to the desk and have everything kind of mirrored and ready. It just all kind of seamlessly works together. And they're really trying to do that. And that's about media consumption too. You know, you're watching a video on your computer. You kick it over to the Apple TV. That's already, you know, good to go because of, you know, what they've done with AirPlay. But take that step further and walk that out the house, you know, while you're getting in the car. Obviously you can't watch a video while you're driving, but maybe a podcast or something like that you're listening to. So they're really trying to make it a seamless experience. And I think all of us understand the power in that and being able to get a lot of things done in a hurry. So there's an incredible groundswell that's happening. You know, the PC market was down like 15% last year, and the Windows market, I mean, the Apple market was up like 20%. So they're definitely kicking butt and taking names. From an experience standpoint, you still, you know, you're going to pay that price premium for that gear. I was in a store, matter of fact, because I'm retired Navy, I still have what we call commissary and Navy exchange privileges. And Navy exchange, all that really is, for those of you that aren't familiar with that, it's just basically like a PX. And, you know, they have everything from clothes, cologne, to electronics, to you name it. And I walked in there and basically you don't pay any tax on anything you buy there. It's tax free. So oftentimes I can find something in there that's a little cheaper than the Apple store. And of course, you know, the guy's got the Apple Mac Pro out and showing it off. And it was only $10 cheaper than the Apple store, but again, no tax. And boy, I tell you, I had to force myself to walk away. He said, oh, it's a 45-day return policy. I never return nothing. Something comes here. It's staying. It's staying in the studio. It's not going anyplace. And so anyway, it had a hard time walking away. But it makes me think, okay, do I stay on the PC side or do I make the jump completely to the Mac? I'm just not 100% sold I can get there yet. But they're making it more convincing with this extensibility. And because apps are not going to run in sandboxes no more, they're going to be able to talk to one another, which is smart and it's way overdue. And we'll see where this leads and what kind of cool stuff. And they're also going to allow developers to package. So if they've got four or five apps, they can sell it as a package. And that will essentially, you can buy like five apps at once and you just pay one time. And I think that's pretty cool too. So, but I think the main takeaway I had is that OS X Yosemite looks a lot like iOS, and the fonts and the graphics and taking everything, making it flat. I'm telling you, this is where they're going. And this is, you know, what Windows tried to do, but has failed because none of us have upgraded to Windows 8. You know, and I've got news today that's going to make a lot of you mad. That are, you know, holding off to jump to Windows 8. We'll share with that with you a little bit later in the show. But I've got a lot of links. The Verge, I think, did a bang-up job. I think they did the best coverage of anyone in the space. And basically talking about everything. And Gizmodo tried and Gadget tried, but no one had near the coverage like the folks over at The Verge did. So you're going to see probably 6, 7, 8 links from The Verge at the beginning. I probably don't even have to put these up on because they're still up on TechMeme. That was only Apple News on TechMeme for about 5 hours today. Now, one thing I found interesting was that Tim Cook took a few minutes of his 2-hour keynote today to really kind of put his thumb in Google's eyeball and saying, hey, 89% of the entire Apple ecosphere is on, I'm hearing, where's that audio coming from? There's an ad running on a page somewhere and I had the speaker up. But so 89% of the installed Apple base is on iOS 7 on mobile phones. So that's a pretty big number, 89%. Now, if you look at Android and KitKat, I think that's version 4.4. Don't quote me on the version, but only 9% of the Android base. And why? It's because you've all have bought Android devices from Verizon, AT&T, from Sprint, from T-Mobile. And guess what? They are not upgrading these mobile devices. Now, if you get a Nexus 7, or not Nexus, but a Nexus phone, you're probably getting the updates. But most of the Android ecosphere, unless you got a brand new phone, they're way behind. And, you know, he says 4 years is a lifetime in technology. And this is the problem that Google has to fix. It's a problem that Microsoft has to fix, or they're going to get smoke checked. Because what are we seeing? A new operating system update out of Apple every year, right? And a free one at that. We're seeing an update to the operating system every year, and it, boom, you get it on your device. They have the list of devices that are going to work with this update. I think it's 4S and above on the iPhone side. But long story short here is they got a real problem on Google in keeping people current. And I hear this all the time from folks I know that have Android phones as their primary phone. They get pissed because they don't get the updates. Now, at the same time, Android is the number one target for malware for mobile devices. And 99% of the malware that's out there is targeting Android phones. So that's got to sit you back and make you go, just a little bit. Now, taking this all into context, if Apple, when they announce new hardware, gives us some bigger screens, I think we're going to have a winner. And we'll see. I'm due for a phone upgrade later in the year, and I'm just going to wait and see what happens. My wife, we're going to get her new phone here probably this coming weekend. She's way overdue, and get her a brand new phone, and she'll probably just, you know, we'll get her the 5S, I think, and she'll be a happy camper, and we should do have great pictures on this trip. She's got a third generation iPad. I have a second generation iPad, so she's due for the next iPad. But you know, we're having, the iPads are so fun, so great. I don't see a reason to buy one right now, an additional one. It just doesn't make sense financially yet. All right. Also, in iOS 8, parents control what apps their kids purchase. So up to 6 phones can be tied to a family account, and basically, if someone's trying to buy Minecraft, they can ask. And because it's tied to the parent's account, their credit card, it sends a message to their phone, says, hey, can you allow, do you, not now, or review? And then you can approve the purchase. So I think this is really good to going to help keep the kids from making purchases as long as they have their own phone. If they're using your phone and know your password, well, you're screwed anyway. But I think this is a smart thing that they're implementing and will help slow down some of the stupid stuff that's been going on with kids being able to upgrade stuff that they, or buy stuff that they shouldn't. At the same time, I'm really excited to see what they're going to do on the health side too. Whether it be fitness, whether it be lab results, whether it be medical, whether it be prescriptions, whether it be sleep cycles, everything. I could see CPAP machines being tied, syncing with your phone and being able to send data back to your insurance agency, basically saying, hey, I'm using the CPAP. It proves that you're using it to get your renewal of gear. So we'll see what happens with the health side of things and, of course, the health kit. And probably for the gamers out there, you're most excited about the Metal platform for high-end games on iOS. And they were pretty wowed by some of the demos that Epic made with some of the 3D graphics that they made and just the tenfold increase in resolution. And just that was one of the big things people were talking about really the rest of the day here. So pretty interesting. Now, they also introduced a new a programming language called Xcode 6. We're not going to go into that. But this is where I wanted to bring us back to the Apple TV discussion. The Xcode 6 allows developers to test larger iPhone and iPad screen sizes. So in their, now let me show you guys this. In their menu system, it has a drop down that says iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, says iPad 2, and one thing it says resizable iPhone, resizable iPad. Okay. So you can test with some bigger sizes. In my opinion, Apple has shown their cards here. Now, that could mean, too, that it's all for one, right? Bigger iPads, bigger iPhones, bigger new changes to Apple TV. And the list goes on and on and on. So, really, what did Apple do today? Well, they're scaring the crap out of a number of companies. Dropbox, they are like, uh-oh. Sketch. They should be worried. Of course, they're an app that does, you can do write text on images. Hightail and doing basically transfers. WhatsApp and GroupMe probably are a little bit worried. And of course, SoundHound and other music recognition services. They basically Shazam as a new thing that is being integrated that Apple acquired that they're going to be bringing to the mix. Nest with the HomeKit. Like Google, you know what should happen here is I know that I don't think Nest is for sale anymore, but maybe they should just buy that whole group. Aperture should be worried. So it's just a number of companies that are going to be affected by this iOS 8 update, and they're going to have to get their game on in a big, 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 big way. At the same time, Apple announced today that they may allow people to buy for stuff with Bitcoins in countries that allow it. So we'll see where this leads and if they actually do that. But let me just read through the devices so you know, and then we'll kick off into, make sure I don't have anything else. Oh, no. I have a couple more. Didn't get the stack completely done. Apple's going to let you log into other apps with Touch ID. So that's going to be cool. For those of you upgrade phones and have the Touch ID, you're going to be able to do that. And let me see if that was it. Yeah, that was. Okay, so here's the devices. iPhone 4S, 5, 5C, 5S, iPod Touch 5th generation, iPad 2, iPad with Retina, iPad Air, iPad Mini with Retina display. OS 10 will support iMac mid-2007 or newer. MacBook Air, 2008 or newer. A MacBook, late 2008, aluminum or early 2009 or newer. So I think I'm still okay. Mac Mini, early 2009 or newer. MacBook Pro, mid-late 2007 or newer. I'm definitely good there. Mac Pro, 2008 or newer, maybe not. I don't know what date I bought the Mac Pro. And Xserve, early 2009. So those are the devices that are going to be able to get the upgrade to go to OS 10.10 Yosemite. So love to hear your guys' thoughts. What do you think about where Apple did? What are you disappointed? What you thought was cool? You Android guys, come on, go ahead and send me emails. You can do that. I want to hear those. And anybody have a Windows phone? I know Rob does, but I don't know anyone else. I personally don't know anyone else owns a Windows phone. Matter of fact, I don't think I've seen maybe one or two people with Windows phones in their hands. It's either Androids or iPhones. All right, let's get off Apple. Cha-ching, that's done. It's switchgeeknews@gmail.com is the place where you can send your comments on that quick, fast coverage about what was announced at WWDC. All right, today, big, big, big takedown. The U.S. has charged a Russian man with being a major cybercrime operation that affected individuals and business worldwide. Eganov Bokchov, said to be known as Lucky1234 and Slavic, is being accused of being involved in attacks on more than a million computers. The charges come as authorities seize control of a botnet used to steal personal and financial data. And at a press conference held today, the U.S. Department of Justice said it believed this individual was known to be residing in Anapa, Russia. And he's been added to the FBI's Cyber Most Wanted list. And so basically, they shut down a huge, huge, huge botnet. It was seen and described as the biggest ever operation of its kind. Servers all over the world were raided simultaneously by authorities. The scale of operation, they say, is unprecedented, says Steve Rawlinson from Tagadav, a web hosting company involved in the takedown. This was the first time they've seen a coordinated international approach of this magnitude. And I don't know how many countries, but I guess it was like off the chart. And they took the botnet down and just boom, one full swoop. So this guy is out servers, out cash, but he's probably stolen a lot of money from people all around the world. They feel that this guy could be responsible for financial losses in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so we'll see. We'll see where this leads on this guy. If they're going to get him, you know, the Russians aren't going to do nothing to him. Vladimir is just going to go over and say, hey, dude, pay your taxes or give me your money and I'll shoot you. That's probably what's going to happen. All right. Also, I've been kind of looking at different type of apps, different type of health apps, specifically things that are going to be good for tracking food intake. Now that I'm coming off my plan, I'm going to be going back on regular food. And I'll have a link up to some apps that I found that I thought were pretty good. And if you have some good food apps, let me know. I'd love to get your guys' input as well and suggestions. All right, uTorrent has made advertisements unremovable in the latest version. So with roughly 150 million users of uTorrent, they are trying to raise some money. And so they, of course, there was a big backlash a couple years ago about this, but they basically said we just don't have the ability to support this anymore. And this is going to make it Mando, where you're going to have this. So the latest stable release, 3.42, no longer gives users the opportunity to opt out from the banner ad in the lower left corner. Just let them run it. You know, let them make some money. Okay, switching gears here a little bit. If you're a graphics designer, this has got to be exciting here. According to the dailymail.co.uk, Pixar is set to release a free version of its animation software. The RenderMan software is used to render visual effects and animations. It's been used to create Toy Story 3 and the latest Star Wars movies. The software stitches images together to create a smooth animation. It's also used to make animations and 3D graphics appear more realistic. Now, Pixar typically charges $500 or £300 for individual licenses, but it is making, or actually is at 300, yeah, I think £300, but is making the non-commercial version for free in August. So that's cool that they're going to do that. Maybe they're trying to kickstart the animation industry and find some, maybe they're hunting for employees, who knows? But I think it's very, very cool. All right, the FCC. There's only 45,647 comments on the protecting and promoting the open internet. Basically, the rules they've got going on for net neutrality. We can do better than this. If 10% of this audience today goes to fcc.gov/comments, if 10% of you go over there, read the write-up, and then make a comment, we can add about 12 or 13,000 more entries on this, okay? So if just 10% of you, 5% do, or so let's go out and let's do that. Let's make that happen, all right? Protecting and promoting the open internet, that's the one you want to look at. 45,647 comments. Make your comments about what you think the SEC should do over net neutrality. You know that. Let's switch, really switch gears here in a big way, and let's talk about space. The private Mars One colony project has signed a deal with a TV production company. You knew this was coming. This was a made-for-TV event going to Mars, right? So the Netherlands-based nonprofit Mars One, which aims to land four settlers on the Red Planet in 2025, announced today that it has signed a deal with Darlo Smithson Productions, an Edamol-owned company, to film its astronaut selection and training process. Don't know how much money they got, but that's the plan. Those of you that are WordPress users, if you use the all-in-one SEO pack version 2.0 or higher, you need to update your plugin immediately. Do not delay. This is a very serious XSS server-side injection threat that could cause your site to be owned. And my understanding is there's people that are trying to exploit this already. So make the move. Get that upgrade. If you're in the 1.0 version or 1.7 version, I think you're okay. That's where I'm at. Nothing about that earlier version, but the 2.0 version definitely has some issues. Now, just get it updated so you get her locked down. This next article, ladies, please don't get mad. But think about this for a second. And this is totally gender stereotyping. And I am not, I'm just the messenger here. But they said that female hurricanes cause more deaths, but only because people don't take them seriously. They say, our experiment suggests a storm with a feminine name is seen as less threatening and risky than one with a more masculine name, said Sharon Civet, a marketing researcher at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. In a mail to The Verge, her study, published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Scientists, shows that people are less motivated to evacuate when a serious storm is named Victoria than when the same storm name is Victor. What kind of crazy crap is that? That is incredible. Now, the typhoon that I went through was Omar. That was when I lost power for 37 days. I knew before it got there that it was going to be a whopper. And it wasn't because it had a male or female name. It was big. 220 plus mile per hour sustained winds. It was Cat 5 super typhoon. And we had a heck of a ride. But, you know, I think people are smarter than this. I just don't fully get it. Now, someone that doesn't get it, you guys are going to laugh about this. Our gamers, listen carefully. Comcast did a commercial. They promoted their fast Wi-Fi to gamers. Well, except they made a mistake. The games that the players were using was called Trial Fusion. The game is a shiny new title released on PC and for many gaming consoles. Just a few weeks ago, the motorcycle tricks and racing game launched to general positive reviews, but here's one feature that doesn't have. It doesn't have an online multiplayer mode. So Comcast was promoting their super high, fast Wi-Fi, and it turns out that the games that these guys were playing with no lag, and they were showing off, and it was all, oh boy, it was just, there's no lag because it doesn't connect to the internet. Some PR person, how should I say this without their Okoli, the thing they sit on, we say here in Hot, the Okoli should be handed the door or shoved through it. What someone, oh my gosh, unbelievable. That's just one of those that's going to go down in the moments of the year. Another moment, hold, just listen, and don't, and Windows users, please pick up a ruler. I got a metal one here. Pick up your ruler, hold it in your hand right now. Got it? Okay. Microsoft's plans to integrate your start menu into upgraded Windows 8 has come to a temporary stop. Legacy-style menu that is sorely missed by Windows 8 users is not going to be in the 8.1 update. The company plans to offer a click start menu in the next major update to Windows. The name Threshold has been bandied about as a monk ear for the new iOS. It also may be simply called Windows 9. But you're not getting a Windows start menu with Windows 8. What? Are they Are they idiots? Are they, have they lost their mind? Just call me old school. I want my start menu. I don't have a touch screen. The tiles move around weird. Please, you know, come on. I have to continue using the hack, I guess. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Okay. In the Department of Justice side, Supreme Court will not hear a reporter's appeal. James Risen may now face jail for not revealing sources. The Supreme Court today decided to not hear this appeal. And so the Department of Justice, of course, has vigorously argued that the Supreme Court should reject his appeal. And of course, last week, they were basically saying that they launched a Free the Press campaign where they said they're not going to be being mean to reporters. But we may now find out the truth. If Risen continues to protect his sources, the ball will be in the Department of Justice court. Will it give up or will it pursue throwing a widely respected reporter in jail? One would hope that a basic sense of common decency would lead the Department of Justice to give up this ridiculous witch hunt, but the Department of Justice doesn't have much of a history of doing the right thing recently. That's for sure. All right. So we'll see where this leads. In my opinion, what do you guys think on this guy? Love to hear your guys' thoughts. Come on, you guys got to tell me. Should he be allowed to keep his sources secret, or is he be forced to tell the judges who they are? Now, one thing I've become a little bit more concerned about, and it's been, you know, ongoing for a while, and I think we all recognize it. We all of us have a lot of devices in our house, refrigerators. We have cars in our driveways. We have routers. We have devices that sit on our bookshelves that all really have embedded operating systems in their little computer brains. And many of those are connected to the net. But it appears that the IT world is waking up to this and saying there's unpatchable systems out there that are going to be causing us lots of trouble down the road. You know, imagine your refrigerator being the gateway into hacking your network. That would radically make you upset. But they say it could become an issue, especially as more devices become connected. If they're not real smart, hackers could get in on your, you know, come in on your microwave and then back into your PC and own you. So we'll have to see where this leads. But there's a great article about it over on InfoWorld, and I'll have the link up for you in the show notes to check out. Now, one thing the Supreme Court did do today that was actually pretty good. They did rule, and they threw out two more rules put in place by a top patent court. So basically, the two rulings continue a pattern that we've seen develop for the past several years, in which the Supreme Court has overturned federal circuit rulings, finding them too favorable to patent holders and too harsh on parties accused of infringement. So these are two cases. One was Limelight and Akamai. Who was the other case? The other one was Nautilus and BioSig. So basically, a couple of these were thrown out, and that basically allows us to have some additional paths of attack against patents that some of these patent trolls and stuff that are out there. So this is a relatively good news for the folks that are being impacted by many of these trolls. Scientists are puzzled about a strange new world that was discovered. It's huge. It's 2.3 times larger than Earth, and they feel for the planets that big, it takes on more of basically because it's bigger, it has a larger gravitational pull. It pulls in different elements. It could end up with it could end up being a gas planet. But long story short, here, this one here is just a big rock. And scientists are going to have to go back to the drawing board now and talking about how gas giants form and so forth. Question I didn't get any answers to on the last show, and I'm going to throw it out there again. Should the United States have Google's right to be forgotten to basically go to Google, say, forget me, take me out of your system? Should the U.S. have that available? Should you be able to request that and be forgotten? People in the European Union can. One thing I'm going to link up tonight, too, is folks have been doing some in-depth stuff on features that are going to be in the iOS 8. I didn't want to go through all those earlier, but I'll have those linked up in the show notes for you to check out. Let's see here. Couple last things for you tonight. You want to see what happens inside your dishwasher? Folks that seen that have a pretty cool video. They put a GoPro in a dishwasher and let her rip. And so you can see exactly. And thing is, he did it in a pretty empty dishwasher. But you can pretty much, I've seen this some of these type of videos before. But if you've never seen what happens inside of a dishwasher, I'll give you the opportunity here. Drones, FAA may let some movie studios use drones for filming. They're starting to loosen the rules and people have applied for exceptions. And finally, Pirate Bay co-founder Peter Sunda has been caught after 2 years on the run. We know that some of his fellow cohorts are already served jail time and one is still is. But he made a mistake of going and seeing family in Sweden and got rolled up. And will apparently probably spend the next 8 months or so in a prison. So no idea if he's going to get extra time because he didn't turn himself in or not. All right, let's see here. I've decided, because I've had a number of comments come back, I've actually had more comments than normal come back and say, Todd, put the show emails at the end of the show. Take them to the end. We like them there. I've had very few people say they liked them up front. So we're going to, and it makes it easier for me because I'm a little bit, I have blonde moments and I forget. So we're definitely going to move them to the end of the show. So I've got a couple of things I want to share with you that came in from our fantastic listeners, those of you that are tuned in right now. And let me look at Thursday was the 29th. So I had two come in. Got an email from Chris. He says, Todd, thanks for your great show. I've been listening for several years now. You've been a great audio source of tech news for me over the years. I love it. I'm currently in a college course at Western Governors University. It requires I create a website for any topic of my choosing. And since I've been listening to several different podcasts for several years now, I thought it'd be a fun topic for me to create a website about and possibly a nice way for me to promote some of my favorite shows. This site is by no means meant to cover everything involved in podcasting, but is meant to give someone enough information to subscribe to some shows or even begin their own show if they're inspired. Also, this site will not likely gain much web traffic as it is a college project and not a commercial venture. Also, the topic is podcast, I'll be sharing show samples, and I'd love to be able to use about 2 minute sample from one of your recent episodes. You can use anything you want in this show. You can find the site here at webbbteam.org/podcast. Again, webbbteam.org/podcast. Most of the samples will be listed on the show's page. Please let me know as soon as possible if this is permissible. If you'd rather not use a sample, that's okay. Just let me know. You can use anything you want in this show. I've got a Creative Commons license for non-commercial usage. It's fine. So feel free to do that. You have my permission if you need me to. As a matter of fact, I'll reply to your email after the show saying, yep, go ahead. But thanks for considering using my show and your project. And good luck with it. And let us know how it turns out. And finally, I got an email. Let me double check this here. This is spam. Let me not play this. Link going off to nowhere. So it was only one email. So you guys didn't love me too much on this from the last show to this show. So summer's here, but you can listen to the show in your car on your vacation. Mowing the lawn, whatever you're doing, stay tuned in. Keep the geek here on every Tuesday and Friday morning in your device. Listen to the show. Send your feedback about what's been happening with the podcast. Love to hear you hear from you all. And hey, love you guys. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you the next go round. It's been my pleasure here. And all of you, thanks for supporting GoDaddy as well, our primary sponsor here on Geek News Central. And I'll let you know how the weight thing goes. I'm excited to step on the scale tomorrow morning. I am taking some pictures, but I'm almost too embarrassed to put them online. I'll have to decide. I may provide them to those of you that request them, So long as you agree not to put them up on Facebook and make people throw up in their mouths. Just be fair warned. It is what it is. All right. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Geeknews@gmail.com, @geeknews on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and our show notes. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.